Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette reminds citizens of Christmas tree disposal site. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Now that the holiday season has wrapped up, the City of Gillette is once again providing a disposal site for Christmas trees. They have partnered with the Gillette College and the Campbell County Master Gardeners to use the Gillette College Tech Center at 3251 4J Road as a drop-off location. City Arborist Wendy Clements reminds residents to remove all decorations and lights from the tree prior to disposal. The trees will be chipped and used for mulch at the community gardens. The site will be open for disposal until January 31st. State Board of Education moves forward with public comment on Perkins 5 State Plan, Standards, and Certificates of Completion. The Wyoming State Board of Career and Technical Education and Wyoming State Board of Education met virtually on December 21st. According to the press release from the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office, the board convened as the SBCTE to review recommended updates to the Wyoming Perkins 5 State Plan. The plan allows Wyoming to access federal funding for CTE programs at the K-12 and post-secondary levels. In 2023, under Superintendent Degenfelder's Strategic Plan Initiative of Preparing Students for Jobs through CTE, a cabinet of stakeholders representing education and business industry was formed. The cabinet was tasked with providing recommendations to the SBCTE for updating the plan. The board approved opening the 30-day public comment period on the updated plan on January 8th. Superintendent Degenfelder said, "When I ran for this office, I made a promise to the career and technical education community that we would do everything possible to reduce the red tape and streamline our processes to support students more efficiently. This is the first step in reducing bureaucracy and enhancing CTE in Wyoming." The board reconvened as the SBE, voting to open rule promulgation for Chapter 10 rules on standards. This action includes revisions to mathematics, science, computer science, physical education, health, and safety, and fine and performing arts. Before adjourning, the board approved rule promulgation for Chapter 1 certificates of completion, establishing new rules allowing students with an individualized education program, or IEP, to receive a certificate of completion acknowledging success in meeting their K-12 program of study. The next meeting of the SBE is scheduled on January 18, 2024. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.